Welcome to Making Life Happen with your girl, Trainer B, where life meets destiny, transforming dreams into reality. A place to discuss life and living it as it relates to our overall physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Let's get into it.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Making Life Happen with Trainer B. I'm your host, Veronica Burnett Hunter, Master Trainer and Motivational Extraordinaire. If this is your first time joining, I would like to welcome you. I hope that you will find this experience extremely educational and beneficial to growing forward, not just going forward, but we want to grow forward. If this is your, if you're returning, I want to thank you for being a faithful participant. And if you have not subscribed to my channel yet, I promise you, you're missing out on some good stuff. If you are watching by way of YouTube, please click the subscribe button at the bottom of the right corner so you can be notified of new episodes when they are posted. If you are listening by way of podcast, you can also subscribe to my channel on whatever platform you're choosing to listen to your podcast so you can also be notified of the latest episodes. I would also be appreciative if you would just share with your family, your friends, your coworkers, or anyone that you think would benefit from these episodes. I want to reach as many as possible with tools of encouragement so that we can all walk through with purpose in this lifelong journey of, let's say it together, making life happen. All right, let's get into today's episode. I want to share with you something that God showed me that was so, I think, very awesome. It was about 2 years ago, and it is from a very, very familiar passage of scripture, Psalms 23. I think we all learned that song very early on, and it's one of the many scriptures that we learned as children growing up. And because it's so familiar, it probably takes no thought when it comes to reciting it, right? So let me just read it for your hearing. Now, Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He causes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because he is with me, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. He has prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He has anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now, for the purpose of this episode, I want to focus just on two of those scriptures, and that's verse 4 and 5. It's, "Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me, and he prepared." That means he's laid out. It's already prepared. He has laid this table out before me in the presence of my enemies. And I was meditating on nothing particular that day. I can just remember a lot of times what I do, I'll just sit. And I would just think about Jesus. I would just focus on Jesus. I would just see him sitting, me sitting with him. And so I wasn't really praying and asking for anything. And all of a sudden, I just had this vision of a buffet table. This table was as long as the eyes could see, right? I couldn't see the end of the table. I couldn't see the beginning of the table. It just was filled with delectables. It had all types of showbread and muffins and grapes and fruit and all types of desserts and any type of food that you really want to eat. So anything that you consider favorites, anything that you want to try, you've seen those buffets. Just think about a buffet. If money was not an object and this food was prepared, where the chef would say, just prepare everything on the menu, it was on the table. It was so much. It was like a wedding banquet table with thousands of guests. That's how much food was there, right? And again, it had no beginning. It had no ending. And in that moment, the Holy Spirit started letting me know. He just started ministering to me about those two scriptures. And it allowed me to see them through a whole new set of lens, right? And it lets me know again that we have nothing to fear, because God has shown us throughout scripture that he is with us and we don't have to worry about anything. I mean, anything. But we do have to be mindful, right? Understanding that death is the opposite of life. We've talked about this before. When I think about an opponent, it's an opponent to life. And when you think about opponent, look at it this way. It's an adversary or an enemy. That's what an opponent is. And Psalms 23:5 talks about God has prepared that table, meaning laid out the table before us in the presence of our enemies. So you say enemies, death is one enemy and one that we no longer have to fight. Not in the sense of punching and struggling and just fighting in the sense that we know fighting means, because we have the power already within us and the battle is already won. The enemy is already defeated and we should no longer be embracing or accepting death in any way, any form, right? You've heard me talk about this on a couple of the episodes, and you'll probably keep hearing me talk about it because it bears repeating. We need to be very careful and strategic, because there is creative power on the inside of us. And it is creative because God spoke and there was. He has given us that same ability that when we speak, it becomes, right? As a man thinketh, so is he. Our words either give life or they cause death. Not to other people, but to ourselves, to our situations. So we really, really need to be intentional about the words we choose, what we say, and how we say them, right? And this is the reason why God teaches us to bless those that do us wrong. We're not to speak negative about them, although it's hard sometimes. We're not to speak against them or wish them any kind of harm, even though they may have hurt us. God is going to do that. That's their harvest that they have to eat. You don't have to eat their harvest. That's their own harvest. The Bible teaches us to speak good and not evil, to bless and not curse them that do us wrong. I'm going to tell you why. It's very simple. Because the words that we speak becomes our harvest. If I speak negative words, I'm going to harvest that, right? Good or bad, I'm going to reap the harvest and the consequences of what I say. So again, we have to be mindful. Don't believe me, and please don't take my word for it. Read it for yourself. It's right there in the book. Galatians 6:7-8 is clear. It said, be not deceived. God is not mocked, but whatsoever a man soweth, guess what? He's going to also reap it. For he that soweth is unto his own flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. That's what the word says. But he that soweth unto the spirit, unto your spirit, if you sow unto your spirit and allow God's spirit, and you sow righteousness, right? Your spirit, God's spirit, and you're obeying what he's telling you to do, you're going to reap life. You're going to reap growth. You're going to reap a harvest, not weed. You want to reap a harvest from the seeds that you plant. Think about seed versus weed. Seed, in this instance, is life. And when you sow righteous seed, we receive a life-giving harvest. When we sow weed, which is the bad things, the negative things, the terrible things we say, the gossip and all that negativity, the only thing we're going to reap is a harvest that comes to kill, steal. Now, who is this? Kill, steal, and destroy? There's nobody but the enemy. The Bible speaks about that. It's the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he can use you and cause you to use words to kill your harvest. So don't allow your words to kill the good things that you have planted. So here again, Let's seriously monitor what we say. We need to be extremely careful. And I'm saying this for a reason. Please be extremely careful how we entertain death, especially as it relates to our own heart health, right? I can't remember what episode that was, but one way of determining the health or the condition of your heart is to be mindful of the conversations that you're having and the things that you're saying. Monitor the words that you're using. Think about the things that are, or just listen to the things that are coming out of your mouth, because it's out of the heart that your mouth is speaking. It's out of the abundance of your heart. It flows out through your mouth. Out of your heart is born the issues of life, right? We got that. But in this vision, also the shadow of death, it wasn't Satan. It wasn't evil. It was not his demons lurking in the dark, waiting to ambush us. Nor was our enemy people who we suspect are working witchcraft, speaking against us, or being mean, or doing any of those things, trying to hurt us. Although now, these are very valid concerns, because Satan, his demons, are the epitome of evil. They are. And their mode of operandi is to use people and their ignorance to destroy one another. We see it every day. Oh my God, we're seeing it right now. We're seeing the ignorance and the use of words just tear down and destroy. And just think about it. It has caused all types of trouble. Just words alone. Okay. But this is what I've come to believe and know and understand. I believe it. I know it within my knower, my heart of heart. And I understand that no one, not one, has the power to curse us, right? No one has the power to pray against us. Why? Because no one has been given the authority or the power. Listen to me. No one has been given the authority or the power to curse what God has blessed. If you are blessed by God, there's no demon in hell, no person being used by a demon can curse you. That's just not possible. Proverbs 18:21 is clear, right? The power of death and life is in the words that we speak. And the person who is doing the speaking, they're going to reap the harvest of what they're saying. I'm not going to have to reap the harvest of anything anybody says to me, try to put on me, or speak over me. They are going to reap that harvest. Okay? Let me prove it. Here's another scripture, 18:21, another familiar scripture, but I want to read it to you in two different versions, right? The first one is the Good News translation, and it says, what you say can preserve life or destroy it, so you must accept the consequences of your words. It didn't say my words, it said your words. The International Standard Version says, the power of the tongue is life and death, and those who love to talk, I'm going to say that again. Those who love to talk will eat what it produces. So the person that is talking, they're going to have to eat of what their words are producing. Okay? So that lets me know I don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of anything, any negativity that is being said about you, nor any prayers that are being prayed against you, so to speak. We should be more concerned about the power of our own words, because that is what is destroying us, right? It's the words that we're speaking that's killing our hopes, it's killing our dreams, our visions, and our desires. If we tell ourselves something long enough, we're going to believe it. Once we believe it, it becomes our reality, right? Let me give you a few examples. You've heard it said, or you probably said it yourself, I know I'm broke. But if we keep telling ourselves that we're broke, guess what? We're going to constantly find ourselves struggling financially. I'm too old. If we keep telling ourselves that, then we will grow to believe it. We'll give up and eventually stop trying, right? Another area of speaking death is when we claim to take ownership, or we claim and take ownership of illnesses, sicknesses, and diseases that are not ours. We do it all the time without even thinking, because That's what we've grown used to. We've heard it for forever and a day. My arthritis, my diabetes, my cancer, my whatever, right? Sounds familiar? I've done it myself. Then I had to just, okay, self-correct. This is not ours. These things are not ours. We need to stop claiming them. Disease or illnesses that we battle or may be currently battling right now is not ours. They are parasites. Parasites, something that's unleashed onto you. Intruders, right? So what do you do with an intruder? You put them out. You kick them out, okay? God didn't give us any of that. What God gave us was abundant life. When he died, he left us a rich inheritance, right? One that will never run out. Think about a waterfall. Think a waterfall that with lush, replenishing waters. It replenishes over and over. It never runs out. So is your life full of abundance? If not, we can do something about it. You can do something about it. The beautiful thing, again, is you've heard me say it before, as long as you have breath in your body, it's never too late to embrace change. Okay? This is not to condemn. It's never to condemn. I hope that you're finding this encouraging. It is meant to empower you to take the necessary steps to living your best life. That's what this is all about. That's what these episodes are all about, is trying to help you move past where you are to get to your best life, live your best life. So let's flip the script and readjust some mindsets, old ways of thinking and doing things. Death, again, is also poverty, lack, worry. You heard me talk about this during the self-care series. Worry, stress, also caused by the lack of knowledge. These are the enemies that we should be concerned about. Not people, Satan, and demons. Yes, they're there. They're like the poor. They're going to be with us always until we cross over and get to the upside. Once we understand who we are in Christ, once we understand our true identity, this will no longer be a problem. Unfortunately, though, as a result, death is reigning in a variety of areas in our lives. We lack the understanding of who we are. Y'all, we are the Lord's body. We are the Lord's body. We do not have to tolerate or entertain death in any area of our life. If you have accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, you have that same resurrection power and authority over sin and death, disease, everything. Don't take my word for it. Please, please, please read the book. It's throughout the whole book. In this vision, the table that Psalm verses 5 speaks about, it represents wisdom, knowledge, revelation. He has laid out this buffet of wisdom, knowledge, and revelation and understanding. It's laid out for us in plain sight, right? In the presence of our enemy. It is not, nor ever will be hidden from us. It is preserved, literally preserved for us. Boldly, I mean boldly, like bam, right in the face of our enemy, ignorance and death. There's an old saying, guys, what you don't know won't hurt you. Nope, not true. What we don't know is killing us. In some cases, it's killing us. Knowledge is life-giving, but the enemy is death, and it's killing, stealing, and destroying. I decided a long time ago that Wisdom and I, we're going to be best friends forever. I did. I made that decision. Why? Because she's constantly calling, trying to get our attention. That's what the Proverbs teach me, and James teaches me. See, it would be very rude for me to keep ignoring her, right? Besides, God told me if I lack wisdom, all we have to do, he said, if we lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask him. And he is more than happy to give it to us in abundance. Y'all, the table is spread and there is more than enough for everybody. Everybody. So let's send up some heavenly 411 calls and grow deeper in our understanding. Okay? I want to leave you with this. Let's make a declaration together. I want you to repeat after me. Death is the opposite of life. Anything that is not producing positive results in my life is no longer welcome, and I reject it in Jesus' name. If you just made that confession, I stand in agreement with you. Now let's take it a step further. Make it a routine and confession. A routine, daily, monthly, whenever, however you make your confession. Write it down. Stick it up on your mirror. Look at it. Say it every day. Right? I trust and believe, I promise you, it will make a positive impact in your life. Of these episodes have been a blessing to you, please, 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 I would love to hear from you. Email me at info@trainerb.com. Share your thoughts. I would love to hear from you. If you have not had the opportunity to listen to that other episodes, please go back and do so. Watch it with your family and friends and make it a gathering. And just pop a few videos up and just say, listen, I heard about this young lady. She's really got some positive affirmations going on, and I want you to hear it. They may need it. You never know what people are going through, right? If you have any upcoming events and would like for me to come and speak at your conference, seminar, workshop, training event, contact me, email info@trainerb.com, or you can visit my website, fill out the contact form. That can be found at www.trainerb.com. Fill it out and I'll get back to you promptly, I promise. Listen, I am and always will be all about making life happen, right? If I can assist you on your journey to fulfilling your goals toward having a more productive life, you know what? I'm here for it. Don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, post your podcast stations, and follow me on a variety of social media platforms. Stay tuned for more exciting motivational moments coming your way, okay? This is your girl, Trainer B. I'll see you next time. Okay.